Local elections are less than a month away, and competition is heating up. With three frontrunners up for the Boise mayor seat, a runoff could happen, which would be the first runoff in the race's history. Tess Goodwin has more on what that would look like.
A runoff happens in the city of Boise if a mayoral candidate does not win more than 50% of the vote in the initial election. Then the two candidates with the most votes have another election within 30 days. Though this has never happened in the mayor's race, the Boise City Council had a runoff in 2003. 3 years later, the council voted to get rid of it for its races, but it remains a possibility for the mayor's election. College of Idaho professor Jasper Lacalzi told Idaho Matters yesterday that with seven candidates this year, the race may create the perfect runoff storm.
It's not a typical Republican, typical Democrat, and a few fringe people. It's three significant campaigns out there.
However, he thinks the chances that there will be a second election are slight because in off-year elections, voter turnout is low. If there is a runoff, Lacalzi says even fewer people will show up to the polls.
We're going to have low turnout when it's an actual election day. People know to vote unless there's so much enthusiasm about it. People are thinking about turkey and Christmas.
Local elections will take place on November 5th. A runoff would probably happen either the Tuesday before or after Thanksgiving. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.